The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers to lead his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while soul on the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very warm greeting to all of the saints and my friends who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. It brings me real joy to be back with you again for a short visit, either in your home or your automobile, or wherever you may be hearing the sound of my voice. I would like to emphasize the fact that we who are bringing to you each week this broadcast are concerned primarily with the teachings of the Holy Bible, and we are endeavoring to present them in such a way that they may be both instructive and comforting to men and women of all ranks in life and cause them to realize the value of the truth as taught in the Word. To those who would ask who should read the Word, let me be quick to point out, the young to know how to live, the old to know how to die, the ignorant for wisdom, the learned for humility, the rich for warning, the poor for enrichment. It is the book for all sorts and conditions of men. The life that is too busy to afford time for Bible reading and study is planning for an abundance of leisure when it will be too late. So now, with Patsy's help, first of all, we're going to give you quotations of some very notable men and what they had to say about the Bible. I will give you their names, and Patsy will give you the direct quotations of each one. First of all, Patsy, let us hear the quotation of Ulysses S. Grant.
Hold fast to the Bible as the answer to your liberties. Write its precepts in your hearts and practice them in your lives. To the influence of this book, we are indebted for all the progress made in true civilization, and to this we must look as our guide in the future. Ulysses S. Grant.
How about Thomas Jefferson? What did he have to say?
I have always said, and always will say, that the studious perusal of the sacred volume will make us better citizens, better fathers, and better husbands. Thomas Jefferson.
And now, Heinrich Heine.
What a book! Vast and wide is the world, rooted in the abysses of creation and towering up behind the blue secrets of heaven. Sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death, the whole drama of humanity, all in this book. Heinrich Heine.
Now, let us hear from Daniel Webster.
For From the time that at my mother's feet or my father's knee, I learned to lisp verses from the sacred writings, they have been my daily study and vigilant contemplation. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we in our posterity neglect its instruction and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury our glory in profound obscurity. Daniel Webster.
And then the words of Jesus himself.
Search the Scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5:39.
Then, too, Patsy, I would like to have that poem you have about the Bible. I believe it would be very helpful to our audience.
Precious Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Mine to tell whence I came, mine to teach me who I am. Mine to guide me o'er life's sea, fearing neither storm nor tide, if thy words with me abide. Close I press thee to my heart, all I am I owe to thee. We will never, never part till my Savior's face I see. Precious book, thou the words of God to me, from first to last, revealer of immortality. Precious book, guide me safe until I reach life's goal. Then in that glad land, be thou a welcome guest within my soul.
Thank you, Patsy, for your help. Now, there you have it, friends, a few statements made by other men of other days gone by concerning the Bible and its teachings. Now, Jesus asked the question once, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? See Matthew 16:13. When he received the answer, he then put the direct question to them in verse 15, but whom say ye that I am? This called for a more positive answer and a personal testimony from his disciples. Even so, let me ask you your opinion and use of this sacred volume of holy writing. Scarcely a home within the sound of my voice is without this book, which outsells all other books in the world. Is it merely for an ornament or a custom? Or is it just to be used for some ceremony such as a wedding or a funeral? Or perhaps when one is taking the oath of public office? Yes, all of these occasions and many others certainly justify and warrant the use of the Bible. But its use should not stop here. Notice this scripture in Matthew 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Here we have the illustration of the man who found the hidden treasure in a field. Because of the great value of this treasure, he was not only willing to give his all for it, but did proceed to sell all that he had in order to buy the field containing the hidden treasure. The man knew what he was doing. When he had a title to the field, no doubt he searched every part of it to find the treasure that was hidden there. This parable illustrates the value of the heavenly treasure and the effort which should be made to secure it. I know a man personally who told me the following incident which happened when he was a young man about 1920. He had been working for a man who was very wealthy and owned a farm and considerable property. In short, he was just plain rich. This friend of mine had worked for him long enough to gain the confidence of the wealthy farmer in the state of Nebraska. The time came when the rich man decided to sell his property at this place and move to the state of Iowa in the city of Council Bluffs. Here he had an elaborate house awaiting him of much luxury and such expensive material that even the doorknobs were of cut glass. Some of his furnishings which he owned he was willing to ship by rail when he moved, but there was one item which required special attention, and this he was unwilling to trust to the railroads. It was his treasure box. This was a box about 20 inches by 8 inches by 8 inches. It was of steel and had a lock, and the value or the contents were unknown to my friend. But here is the bargain he made for the young man to handle this box for him. He offered to pay his fare on the train and all expenses if he would promise to hold this box in his hands or on his knees without removing his hands all the way from Nebraska to Council Bluffs, Iowa, and until he had reached and delivered it safely to his new home there. This my friend finally agreed to do, but he was filled with much misgivings and fear as he boarded the train, and all the while as he felt the eyes of the fellow passengers were upon him as he sat there with this metal box upon his knees and his hands upon it all the way to Council Bluffs. Indeed, he said it was a relief when he finally reached his destination and safely delivered this wealthy man's treasures to his new home. Until this day, he does not know the value or the contents of this treasure chest. Even so, my friends, let us not only carry the Bible under our arms on special occasions, but let us search its contents diligently and find and enjoy its benefits both now and hereafter. Let us pause for a few moments with the Master. Our Father, we come to Thee with all of the problems which surround us from day to day. We pray that You will teach us how to use the Word of God skillfully, and also that the Holy Spirit will direct Thy Word to receptive hearts and make it a blessing to them for Christ's sake. Amen. Here's Francis with the letter exchange.
It is a pleasure to be with you again. We are praising the Lord for the many blessings He bestows upon us from time to time. Now, here are the contents of the letter exchange. From Louisiana, dear Brother Willie, Sister Frances, and Patsy, greetings in the name of our dear Savior. I feel that I must take time to write to let you know what a great blessing I received from listening to the Mission Trail. I just can't express how it thrilled my soul. Brother Willie, the message was inspiring. We listened February the 19th when your message was about supposing we are all right. Anyway, for a while on Sunday, the song kept ringing in my ears. I can say my heart was stirred. We pray God to bless your efforts to witness for Him, and may you reach many souls with the gospel of Christ is our prayer. May God richly bless and supply your every need. I sure feel that souls will appreciate hearing the simple truths of the gospel. Just keep up the good work with God as your guide. From Alabama. Dear ones, Friday night as I listened to the beautiful song you were singing, I thought I simply must take time to write you a few lines and let you know that we enjoyed your program. It makes us feel so near you. It seems like we ought to be able to talk with you when we hear your voice. May the Lord bless you in every effort you put forth to work for Him.
Thank you for those very encouraging letters. It gives us great pleasure to know that we have had a small part in bringing some cheer and comfort to your hearts. And especially do we thank those who have helped to share the expense of this work of faith. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast in typewritten form, you may have one free of charge by asking for message number 3465. Address your request to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. That is, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, until next Friday night, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy.
And Francis.
And Patsy.
Saying, may God bless you.
Good night.